Shush.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
This movie takes place in the 70s, correct?
Takes place in the 70s.
And it looks like you're wearing, because I remember the much shorter shorts.
Yeah, right? They had extremely short shorts back there. Yeah.
Were they as short as you're wearing?
Well, see, I had the first wardrobe fitting, and I didn't feel like they were short enough. So I got them even shorter, thinking everyone else on the team would be doing the same, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And I don't think you got a photo of me somewhere.
Do we have a photo of
you
in the shorts?
Or maybe you don't.
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah, that looks a little short. Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I don't know how they played like that because it's extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of chafing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're more aerodynamic.
Yeah, yeah. But did you yourself
aerodynamic
ever play a basketball?
I did. I played in high school.
You did? And were you any good?
I was captain of our team.
You were captain? Well, that must mean you were pretty good, correct?
Well, like what was your... I averaged 1.8. points a game.
1.8.
Yeah, but I was
1.8.
A lot of sweaty defense.
Yeah.
I was just all over you. I was in your jock, as they would say.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what they would say? All right.
Whispering things to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. He's funny.
Jay Leno can make anybody not funny.
That's right.
God. P.U. Not funny.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
Not funny.
Rich with the aroma of love. The Don and Mike Show.
God, we spent an hour discussing him yesterday. How do you get Will Ferrell with pictures of him in shorty shorts and turn it into a snooze fest?
Well, you will agree. I think you have agreed in the past. Will Ferrell, if he doesn't come out in one of his stupid costumes, he's a terrible talk show guest. He's probably the worst talk show guest for a guy that's that funny in movies that I've ever seen. Except unless he comes out and he's just in something where he looks funny.
But I mean,
his shtick. He wears the outfit.
What I garnered there is that he's got. Was he really wearing the suit or just pictures of him in the suit?
Just a photo
of him with the suit.
You know, 1.8. I scored 1.8 points per game. You know that.
Yes. I maintain any other guy would get more out of him.
Craig Ferguson. You're blaming Leno. Okay,
David Letterman.
Right. You know, you can't blame Leno because Leno doesn't know how to interview people.
That's exactly what I was saying. You know, how can you not make Will Ferrell be funny? At the very least, you go, God, you show your ass in all your movies. Yeah, well, you're right, Dave. I do.
Wouldn't that be a great first question, though?
Yeah.
What is this desire for you to show your ass in every movie?
Excellent question.
Buzz held up a sign.
Yes, breaking showbiz news. I knew you'd want to know about this. The family of Rich Little is asking for your prayers. He's in the hospital. Rich Little is hospitalized with a blood clot in his leg. He's apparently not been feeling well for several weeks, and now he's in the hospital. His family asking for your prayers.
Three Canadian hunters.
Exactly.
How about everybody pray for the 15-minute segment that we had on our show where he just could not suck enough?
I know. That's why I knew you'd want to know.
Maybe it was the clot.
How about the blood clot in our show that day?
Maybe that's the whole reason he was, and he was nervous about the correspondence dinner.
It was a comedy clot.
Clot.
Okay. Thanks for the breaking news, Buzz.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Any other rich little news?
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters?
I'll let you know.
From Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Oh,
now, that's cold
you.
Up there. Three Canadian hunters.
Three Canadian hunters.
Well. You know, he can do comedy on one leg.
Yeah, I mean, Toadie Fields did for a while.
Sure,
that might be his ticket back. You know what I'm saying?
He could use a break.
Didn't Toadie Fields go on Mike Douglas after she had her foot amputated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is it that you and I remember that?
Because we're old,
and because at the time it was like, wow,
it was a big deal. It's like, well, it's when amputation got a lot of press.
Dick Cavett booked.
She had a like a little booty that was just on the end of the nub.
Right.
Dick Cavett was always so esoteric. Listen, Mike Douglas can get all of Toadie. We'll be interviewing the foot. Here's Toadie's diseased foot.
I'm absolutely watching.
You going to watch that, Buzz?
Yeah.
Full power.
Toadie Fields.
Toadie's foot.
Here's the foot.
Here's the foot. Here's a little piglet foot.
You look like a hoof.
We're going to be interviewing it in a jar. A little piglet foot.
That sounds a little like Martha Stewart. I mean, not that those two voices.
You know what?
Those two voices, Dick Cavett
no,
and Martha
but
Stewart,
you're right,
and are pretty similar, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, think about the whole thing.
In real life.
The whole thing is
it's
you
the
know, New York upper crust society. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the Hamptons on
well,
the
that's
weekend.
That's a good thing. I'm going to buy out Emerald.
I looked in on her today with her suck fest. You know, now that she gave Emerald Lagasse a gazillion dollars.
500 million? Was that what it was? 500 million?
50 million. And he gets another 20 million if she approves the quality of the merchandise.
It's fun to watch two people who don't really like each other pretend they like each other when what they really like is the money that was exchanged.
The transaction.
They like the deal. They really, really like the deal. And they were just trying to be, I'm going to cook for you. I'm going to cook for you, Martha. And she's like, oh, great. What are you going to be making today?
And really, you know, the whole
time. You, little man.
He's standing there. He's standing there going, I can't believe I'm taking orders from this uptight bitch. And she's saying, I can't believe that Super Mario is next to me.
What did we pay for him? This could be a major error.
He makes brick oven pizza.
It's disgusting. He piles his food. All he does, it's rice, then meat, then gravy piled up. It's all the little man
That's
does.
Right, you old hag. Bam! Where's the money, bitch?
I guess he kept his restaurants, right? He kept his little empire.
Yes,
he kept his,
so.
His little restaurant empire. But all the like the cookware
pots and
all
pans.
That. Martha Stewart is trying to take over the world, slowly but surely. She's meaner since she's gotten out of prison.
She's tougher.
Very much tougher.
Hardened by prison.
Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. And she was pretty hard to begin with.
I know.
Yeah.
She was hard as a rock to begin
with. She was. She was a nasty lady, and now she's even tougher. Man, does she look hagged out, though, for somebody with a regular television show.
Can you imagine how tough it would be to service that account?
Oh.
If you were the guy that had to go over and rub Martha Stewart between the toes, if you had to, like, unhook the three prongs on that bra in the back.
You had to take off her kimono.
Everything smells like when you're peeling a Band-Aid. She's laying on the bed, legs akimbo, and it's just...
You're like her slave.
I'd like you to service me now.
No, not that way. Prop me up. Use
a pine cone.
Go into the closet. Underneath one of my Dior jackets is a sex pillow.
Hey, it's Emerald. She wants me to get some macaroni and Elmer's glue and bring it up to the bedroom. Bam!
Yeah, you're going to have to glue it on her, Emerald. Go ahead. I think that's really the vibe I got when I watched the two of them today. They appeared to be, it was like, he was her gigolo. I mean, she bought him.
Yeah, she owns him.
I mean, she owns him, and she loved having him on the show. So now you're going to cook for me.
I think that's the relationship she has with Sean Combs.
She owns him?
I think that he services her.
Oh, well, that's
I believe that that's how they struck up this fast friendship. How else? Seriously.
You think he services her out in the Hamptons?
You want to talk about two opposites?
Right.
Please. And I know that they're both brilliant business people, and they have a love of money.
Yeah, don't underestimate the love of money for that merger.
And I'm saying, you know, from Puffy's point of view.
I think Martha Stewart's a sexual creature.
Don't you think that she helped him get into that entire Hamptons upper crust?
I think she did legitimize him, and you think that in exchange for that, perhaps there was a late-night rendezvous at her Connecticut home?
I've never had black, and I want to go back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, yo.
Martha. Martha.
All right, baby.
Martha, would you quit working out? You quit working out, girl?
Give me some oil.
You know, no one rubs it on me like you do. All right, here we go.
Yeah, yo, yo, here we go. Up and down in Martha Town.
It's Martha Town. And that's the way he would do it, too. She would be so glistening and covered with oil from head to toe.
Olive oil.
I mean, she looked like one of her Thanksgiving turkeys before you put it in the oven.
Basted.
Totally basted. Yeah, yeah, Martha. Wearing like a white teddy.
Now,
she'd wear a white teddy because she would not be completely naked.
Right. Yo, yo, Martha. I'm wearing my floor-length white mink coat. I'm naked as a jaybird. Yo, yo.
She'd have wings on. She'd have wings.
Time to go down to Moffat Town. Oh, this is socially unacceptable, but I love the taboo.
Nice to see you, Diddy. I shaved for you. So nice for you to drop by. You best do that.
Yo, Martha. This is like when Kirk kissed O'Hara on Star Trek, baby. Oh, God, you're tight.
And then she tired of Diddy, and now it's Emerald's turn. Little Emerald.
And that's next. Part of it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. They have to service the account. They have to service Martha, sometimes at her Connecticut home, sometimes in her New York offices. Yes, that's very good. It's very satisfying.
I think you find that Emerald is not quite the gifting, the
tender, giving lover,
the tender lover that Sean Combs is.
Bam, but perhaps they both have certain qualities that she looks for. I would think that Martha does look for that quality. I think size matters to
a
Martha.
Nice big one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Let me take a ride.
Bam. There goes Emerald. Time to get it on New Orleans style.
The essence of Emerald.
Can you imagine that?
The essence. Uh-huh.
And as she's on him, almost like on the bucking bronco at like Gilly's or some bar, she's going, "Don't forget, we have dinner with the Seinfelds and with Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos.
And Donald Trump will be coming over also."
Yo, 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 bitch, let me in.
It's a good thing.
Yo, yo, let me in. 3 is the lowliest number.
That was wonderful, Diddy. Now take me down in the garden.
I ain't doing it with no Italian guy.
Emerald, you're going to have to leave while Diddy comes in. Yeah, Martha Stewart, the very powerful. Well, you never hear about Martha Stewart being linked with a guy.
No.
And
you never hear about that.
And you never hear about her being linked with a woman.
No.
But
right.
She was married.
She was a model in her day. Way, way, way,
yeah,
way,
right.
Way back. She was a model, not a bad looking woman.
Way back when they would draw pictures on the wall like in Aztec caves.
She was, if you want to know the era of New York that she was a model, I recommend you rent the movie Gangs of New York. That's back when Martha Stewart was
biographical.
A model.
The life of young Martha.
Yes, she was a lovely lady. M'lady.
That's right, when all the little street thuggies would run around, and they all had their little, Jackie Stewart driving caps
sure,
on.
Sure, sure. And Martha was there in her big poofy dress in the certain society areas of New York City. I bet in her day, seriously, she was not bad. She still had that attitude. That was probably
uptight.
Sucky to deal with.
You don't have the attitude, though, so.
No, you don't. And I think I've seen pictures of her when she was younger. I've seen magazine articles where they show her when she was a model.
She was easy
on the eye.
I'll tell you one thing for sure. Here's one thing you would absolutely hear from her. Listen, I love you, but there's no way I'm putting my mouth on that.
And she criticized.
Sure. I'm really sorry.
She criticized. Well, could that have been any quicker? Could that have been any quicker? You're through already? Well, thank you for totally and completely ignoring my needs.
What are you using down there, Novocaine? I'm not feeling anything.
And then, of course, it would be the dismissal. You know she would do that with a lover. Mm-hmm. Just leave. Just leave, please. Or I'm getting up and I'm taking a shower. I'd appreciate you not being here when I get back.
Did you think she'd just lay there and go, she'd have that thing you get on the airplane, the thing you put on your eyes, the
sleep mask.
Sleep
right?
mask. She puts that thing on, but it's the kind that's got the
lace around the outside
of it. Cucumbers or whatever on it, and it's all cold. She's just, I have an incredible headache. Just clean yourself up and get the F out of here.
Please leave. I've had you. I've had enough of you for today.
Don't forget the alarm. It's see you in Toledo. Set it and forget it.
And Raul, we will not be breakfasting tomorrow. Yes, yes. Show yourself out, please.
Hello, Raul. I've got a bunion.
Yeah, it would always start with the feet with her.
Come bite it off, boy.
And she's probably, you know what, with all, you see the way she dresses and that she's a little hagged out when she's doing that TV show.
Very sloppy.
She does not pay a lot of attention. I would imagine those feet, you know, would be like something you'd see out of a National Geographic.
I bet she got a major league pouch, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, when she took her clothes off, you expect a kangaroo to hop out. Wow. Like, hey, want a box?
Right. Major league sloppy. And the feet would look like something they'd find on an archaeological dig.
Robert the Mailman coming in tomorrow for Black History Month?
Yes, he is.
And did you get the email from him about his trip to Australia? That Robert Mailman is
He's going, already been to Australia?
No, he's going.
Ah.
And the reason he's going to Australia
I thought
is,
he was broke after his last trip.
Yeah.
He has had ups and downs since then. He's had his house refinanced. He's had his cars, I think, refinanced, or he's paid them off. Mm-hmm. Someone broke into one of his cars and stole one of his cars, but he financed his trip to Singapore or wherever he went last year.
Right.
And now he's going to Australia, and he's going to box a kangaroo. Really?
Oh.
He's going to box a kangaroo.
We have to have video of that.
Yeah, I want video and audio. That should be incredible.
He's coming in tomorrow, right?
Yes,
Yeah, Martha.
All right, Martha.
How about that?
All right, this is Robert the Mailman. Coming in
tomorrow. Now I'm picturing him. Robert the Angry Mailman and Martha Stewart.
That would not be pretty.
No, because he wouldn't take any crap from her.
Yeah.
You said what?
What do you mean, clean myself up? You clean yourself up, bitch. Yeah.
Clean my Denali.
That's right. I don't need any protection. Where's the hair?
That's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
For Robert the Mailman, a condom is hair. We've never really gotten to the bottom, if you'll pardon the pun, of that tale of how he manages to use hair.
Yeah, he doesn't.
as a way of stopping
he doesn't.
The swimmers.
And he's been over to parts of Asia where, you know, he's bringing back swimmers, but they're not the kind of swimmers that make babies.
Perhaps Martha could launder his onesie.
His onesie.
Forgot about his Lakers uniform.
Yeah,
boy.
Wow.
Anyway, hey, that was a good segment. That was a segment all about Martha Stewart.
Yeah, and doing it.
Yeah.
With Diddy and Emeril Lagasse, and then finally with our own Robert the Angry Mailman.
Did we talk about Martha's BMs? Is that what started this?
I think. I have no idea what started this. All I know is that we were talking about somehow Martha Stewart and Emeril Lagasse merging.
I'll tell you this about her. I bet that chick eats enough potpourri just to make sure that her poops don't smell, just in case anybody ever
wants to. See, I disagree. I think her image is that she helps other women. But when you see her on her show, as you mentioned, she's sloppy. And that means sloppy in every aspect of her life.
I think we got to it because you were talking about Will Ferrell being a bad talk show guest. And then Mike mentioned that he watched the Martha Stewart chat show today. And that's how it
then we never did discuss her bowel movements.
So far, if you're keeping track, it would be American Idol. And then you and I talking about Regis and Kelly. And then Martha Stewart cementing the fact that we're a couple of old queens.
But we were talking about them going to the bathroom. We've not even discussed Regis's bathroom. You know, I mean, it's Bag City.
Yeah.
And what about Kelly Ripa? I bet she's so anorexic that all that comes out is like little rabbit poops.
Yeah, and totally fastidious. She's, you know, you don't have to worry about anything. You know, there's never any evidence that she's been in there or anything like that.
Well, hold on, let's check with Regis. Regis, what do you like again?
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
And when you use that, do you wear protection?
I better bring my rubbers.
Okay. Regis.
And he would call them rubbers.
He said it today, rubbers, and it went out there, and he had no idea. No.
That's your big bitch.
And that's 1960 stuff.
Way back.
Oh, they were called rubbers in the 60s.
That's 1950s stuff.
Yeah, you knew what they, I didn't bring my rubbers. And then I think it was Gellman said galoshes. Or no, the caller that he was on with said galoshes.
Said that.
Rubbers. Hey, going out to L.A., I better bring my condoms.
Let's take a couple of calls, hit a break. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, and Mike, we're both here. Hi.
Okay, I wanted to talk to Mike.
I am right here. Go ahead, sir.
Why are you putting my town down?
What town is that, sir?
It's Goldsboro Borough.
Where?
Goldsboro Borough, York, Pennsylvania.
I don't remember your town down. What are you talking about?
Too many boroughs.
You said the one kid on American Idol looked like he came from TMI. I'm the mayor of the town right next to TMI.
3 Mile Island.
Oh, 3 Mile Island.
Yeah. From 3 Mile Island.
You know,
Island.
Seriously, I mean, I apologize if you've been offended, but you should play a game, and it's a fun game, and I play it with my girlfriend all the time, and you say it's a celebrity that looks like somebody famous, but it's not a non-celebrity that looks like somebody famous, but they're close. They're not a ringer for that celebrity, but they look odd. Like, they perhaps look like Jack Nicholson, but they have, like, a lantern jaw. And you say,
Jack Nicholson from Three Mile Island.
I've done that with you, too.
Everybody says that.
It's fantastic.
Like Bizarro.
And I'm not going to stop doing it,
don't take it so personal.
Okay, I have to play that. I'm the mayor.
Well, just because...
Hold on. You're the mayor of what city, my friend?
Goldsboro Borough.
Now, why do you keep saying Goldsboro Borough?
Because it's Goldsboro, the borough of Goldsboro.
Yeah, but are you trying to be funny with the whole Goldsboro borough?
Is that something to do with Bobby Goldsboro?
No, it's the borough of Goldsboro.
Hold on. I miss you. I'm going to hang up on this guy now.
Hold on.
No, what? Was it important?
No, I just wanted to say, hey, you know, I'm the mayor down here. How many votes do you think it took me to become mayor?
Are you really the mayor?
And
Yes, I am.
How did they elect such a stain as the mayor?
What's that?
You heard me.
No, I didn't.
How did they elect such a stain?
You're going to call me a stain.
How old are you?
Yeah. I'm 42.
And what are your plans for the town of Bobby Goldsboro, Pennsylvania?
Borough.
Oh, We're just working on stuff.
No. I'm sorry. If you're the mayor, you can't say, duh, we're just working on stuff. After you called and you wanted to tell the world that you're the mayor, you better have your political speech ready.
What's your agenda there, Mayor?
Come on.
Well, right now we're trying to fight the Chesapeake watershed ordinance.
He's an idiot. There's no way you're the mayor. You must provide proof.
Otherwise, that or it's just a town that has like a flagpole and maybe not even a gas station, maybe just a mailbox.
Yeah. Do you have a town council?
Yes.
Do you have a town manager?
Yes.
What's the population of your
town? Please.
1,000.
Okay, oh, goodbye. Right. Yeah, you know what? Later. All right, please. More people belong to my golf club. Get out of here.
That's my barbell at the club.
Get out of here. 1,000. You loser. Hey, I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor of Munchkinville.
Hey, don't put that town down. Yes, sir. Incidentally, that's a place you want to brag about, 3 Mile Island.
On over 1,000 people.
Yeah, I govern 1,000 glowing people.
Bobby Goldsboro. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? I got to pull the email up. I called Rob with this today. Kid that goes to college with my son wrote a thesis, a paper they turned in about the worst pop songs of all time.
Okay.
And for being a college kid, this Paolo Barnes that wrote this, was so in touch, so satirical, so right on for a guy to pinpoint. Like, well, his number one worst song of all time is "Honey" by Bobby Goldsboro.
Good choice. And "Honey, I Miss You."
And I think also in there was, "Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town" by Kenny Rogers. But he has definite reasons. Uh-huh.
He justifies them.
Yeah, you know what? I'll pull the email up.
I'd love to hear that.
I'd like to share it with you when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.